not primary, but one of the key ones was starting the South Dakota Community Foundation. I was talking to the president, Stephanie, of South Dakota Foundation, and 3M and McKnight Foundation had come to former Governor Mickelson of South Dakota and said, we'd like to give you $5 million to start a foundation for the communities in South Dakota, but you have to raise $5 million, you know, to match it. And so Dad was one of the first people that Mickelson called and said, listen, will you help me raise this money? And they did. South Dakota Foundation started with $10 million. Today, they are just crossing $1 billion in assets, which is phenomenal. He jumped right in. You know, the governor calls, yep, we can raise this money. And he was on the board of the South Dakota Foundation his entire time, and then he became board emeritus, and he never missed a meeting. In fact, he was at a meeting in May. He just, you know, it was something that was near and dear both to my mom and dad's heart, because one of the things in his life, I think, that was noted later in life after he left MEI, he started First Western Bank Corp, which was 18 small banks in small communities like Wall and Sturgis, and well, Rapid was a big one, but a lot of really small communities. And Mom and Dad really felt that the bank needed to be focused on giving back to the community. And so they kind of started these community foundations in the bank, saying, if the community can raise this money, then we'll match it, you know? And so that idea of South Dakota Foundation calls Community Savings Account Program, that idea they took and flew with it, and it supports now, Stephanie told me it was like 90 communities throughout South Dakota, especially rural communities, and gives like an enormous amount of money to the communities to help them or their nonprofits, whatever the need might be. Really critical, and they gave a huge legacy gift to the foundation in 2011, and you know, that helped again with all these community foundations and such.